That's how you should start the show. You should save that.
I can save it.
Damn it. You should just save that clip and just have it just like, hey, everybody, welcome to Hot Talk. And then the kick drop or the drops in. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
I had some friends come over tonight and they heard that intro and they were like, oh, is that Doug? I was like, no, that's me. And they were like, no.
I was like, no, yeah. One thinks it's you.
I don't know why. I guess it's just because like I can do a radio voice and I can do like the voiceover kind of thing. No. And, you know, kind of, hey, everybody, this is Casey Kasem. Thank you for listening to the Top 40 Radio on TMGC.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why people hear that. They don't. I mean, with the music and stuff, it just doesn't sound like you for whatever reason. I guess it's just you sound too excited, like not your level of excitement for things.
My level, I get really excited for things. What are you talking about?
No. And
I don't.
I don't. Not in the way that like, hey, everybody.
It's just really animated.
Yeah, it's a little over the top.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it, you know, it's a good intro. I mean, but it just doesn't sound like your normal voice. And that's why no one thinks it's you. I thought it was Nick.
Are you serious? His voice doesn't even get that high. I mean, that low. Wait, is it high or is it low?
I don't know. Play it again.
Okay, one sec. Let me pull it up.
Closed it.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
I think it's your cadence, like the way that you're talking, the cadences and in your voice and stuff, is it's how Nick talks. It's not necessarily like in his, it is a little bit lower than his voice for sure, but it's you're saying things the way that he says things.
Just in like real, just normal life.
Yeah.
That makes exactly. sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of, there is no Nick tonight like we promised last week.
We did make a promise and he's not
how
here.
How funny is that though? What did I say last week? I said.
He wasn't going to show.
We'll see. And you're like, what? You don't believe me? And I was like,
I count on Nick. Nick is a man of his word. 88% of the time.
And, you know, 70.
You're such a dick. No. Listen, I trust Nick. I believe in Nick.
I do too. I think that he is an amazing person. And I think he has great,
what a douchebag.
Intentions. I just think that he it's just that, you know, we're not the only people in his life. Obviously he's married and has a kid. And
yeah.
And
I mean,
a job
he's got...
and so he promises stuff to some people, but he may have also already made a promise to someone else.
Right. And we're on the back burner because we are the friends who will understand.
Yeah.
And we'll forgive and forget, you know, he has so many ties to the music industry that he's got to take care of all the famous people first.
Yeah. Now, in all seriousness, apparently his reason for tonight is that he can't find his microphone.
And he's on tour with Coldplay or something like
no,
that.
No, he already did that.
Or he's got to have lunch with Bono.
Yeah, apparently. Jesse Lacey from Brand New.
Yeah, he called. He was like, hey, man, you want to go out? Yeah.
I'm gonna go out. A douchebag.
D-bag. Welcome to D-bag Nation with your host, Nick.
And his podcast will still have more listeners than ours.
Yeah. D-Bag Nation. Well, he'll talk about himself and all of his rock star friends with occasional guests, Doug and Jeremy. But they'll never have the chance or opportunity to talk because it's all about Nick.
Jason right now is very excited because we're not making fun of him for a change.
Now you brought it full circle back to Jason.
I had to. Because right now, he's literally texting us saying, guys, what are you talking about? It was a waste of time.
Get off of this.
You didn't tell
subject.
Me any news.
You know, I don't think he's listening anymore because he hasn't texted us in a long time.
It's true.
We do have a couple announcements to make just for everybody to remember. We got our Kickstarter
funded, and we bought some equipment, and we're going to post up a new update on the Kickstarter site with pictures and stuff. I'm going to show a couple pictures of the storyboard that we have put together. And so that should be fun and interesting. Doug and I are going to meet over the next week here. We tried to meet this weekend, but unfortunately I didn't get a chance to.
You were literally right down the street from my house.
I understand. And so this week we're going to make that happen. I'll come to you. I don't mind.
Sweet.
And that, besides, I want to check out your office and steal all your stuff.
Whoa.
We'll also be going to the Alamo City Comic Con. I don't think we're going to make it out to the Dallas Comic Con this year. Things didn't work out with scheduling and timing and stuff. And I don't want to. I mean, it's just really. We had a deal that we could go on a Friday night, but they close at 7. And we're just like, we don't get off. And there's like, spend an hour there for like $25. We can go Saturday, but then it's like $40. And I don't know. I just can't fit it in. Doug will still go. I don't know.
I talked about it with my some coworkers today because they bought their tickets, and today's the last day to buy tickets for this thing, to pre-register, unless you buy it at the box office, which they're not selling tickets at the box office until everybody who's already pre-registered gets in. So that means not getting in until 3 p.m. anyways.
A long
so
line.
I don't know. They're gonna go. They got their tickets. I mean, there's a lot of people there that I would like to see, but I'm one of those people, I don't care for autographs. Autographs right. really don't mean much to me.
Mm-hmm. I think that our mindset is on the Alamo City Comic Con, and I think that it's going to be much bigger in size and scope, and I think we're going to see a lot more variety there. And I think that that's where our head's at. At least that's where my head's at. My head is at, like, I'm super stoked about that one.
Yeah.
I'm a little angry about our local shows still. I got to admit, I'm still angry about the snubs. So,
yeah, exactly. We've been burned by them twice now. And
if they do it again, I'm going to burn them down.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we went the one in the summer. It was a cluster. And that's kind of another reason where it's like, we've been to one of your gigs and it wasn't that impressive. That's kind of why we don't want to spend
$60. Like the turnout was great.
Oh yeah. That's the problem, is there's too many people, not enough space.
Yeah, and I think that the organization was great, but I think that when you put together a free room where you give out a whole bunch of free promo stuff, and then you have people, the line goes, you have it to where it's going outside in 100-degree heat with all their costumes on. I think that tends to piss people off.
Yeah, and then just kind of stuff like that. Obviously, it's first come, first serve. But by the time people were getting there, like later in the day, that on Sunday there was literally nothing left, and people that bought tickets just for Saturday or Sunday and stuff were kind of screwed because people were just going in and going in and going in and grabbing stuff. And it should be like I don't know how you do it to verify that people are only getting
tear offs on their wrists, You have something to where you get a tear off and it tears off. Like it says, free room, and there's ways of doing it.
I know. And they don't have, that's what my point is. They don't have a way of doing it. And so by the time people were getting there later in the week, there was nothing left. Not even later. I mean, like literally Saturday afternoon, like their room was empty.
What's that?
It was a bunch of like promo cards and little crap posters that no one wanted of like anime that some like 14-year-old drew.
Yeah, I think that's sad, and I think that people get way too greedy at these things.
Yeah.
So, but we'll be going to the Alamo City Comic Con by the time you listen to this show, it'll be this month. So, I think we're
it's true.
I think we're about 2 weeks away.
Closer to three. It's the 24th.
Yeah, 3 weeks away. So
25th.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the 24th. Like they're. Hotel website kept trying to tell us.
Keep an eye on the website because we're going to do something cool. We are actually going to record the entire trip down to San Antonio. We're going to record all of our banter and folly, as the old folk used to say. And we're going to post it up online. So it should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Very busy.
But that's what's going to be so much fun, is it's going to be, we're going to be actual press, and hopefully this place, unlike SGC, kind of lets us know what that means. And
press
so,
just means that you got in for free. That's it.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what SGC was. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
SGC was like, Oh, okay. Here you go. Here's your press badges.
Here's your press badges.
I wanted it to feel so much bigger.
I know. It was our first ones, and it was such a just a... Maybe that's what it needed to be. Maybe our first one really did just be a huge letdown. That way, when we get let down in the future, it's not a surprise.
Yeah. And we're just like, oh, we're used to this.
Oh, this again?
Yeah. Anyways, that's what we got wrapping up. Let's get into this.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
That one sounds like me, though, right?
Yes.
No mistaking that. No mistaking that right there.
We're not doing that again. We're not doing the ghetto stuff.
Yo, so the first story of today.
Remember how everyone hated it?
It was just Jason.
Well,
that's everybody.
That's everyone.
All right. So... All right, so lately we have a pretty big biblical thing going on. I think we spoke about it in like episode 19 or something like that about Noah's Ark,
yeah.
About Noah. And
so, it was right around the time that the Bible miniseries came out on like the History Channel. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this stuff.
Yeah, and so we have another one that's just been announced. It's called The Resurrection, and it's coming from the Waterworld director. So we have a lot of big names that are taking on some biblical books and stories. And so we have, of course, Darren, say his last name,
Aronofsky,
for Noah, and then we have Ridley Scott's Exodus, and now we have The Resurrection, so coming from Kevin Reynolds. So it's going to follow the story about 40 days following the death of Jesus Christ, and our protagonist is an agnostic Roman centurion who's assigned by Pontius Pilate to look into the rumors.
How did you say his name? Pilate?
To look into the rumors that the Jewish Messiah has risen.
Pilate? Didn't you go to church? Pontius Pilate. Dude, for shame.
He sends
out... You
know,
that is what Jason is going to text you about.
Yeah, he's like, totally wrong, dude. Totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
And so he's going to set out to find the missing body of Christ in order to squelch an imminent uprising in Jerusalem. So, and he has a change of heart and blah, 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 blah. But it's tentatively scheduled for the 2015 Easter weekend. So keep an eye out for that.
This one's going to be interesting because it's based on obviously biblical events, but not necessarily this one as far as I remember. I don't remember anything in the Bible about a centurion going after Jesus' body.
Well, there is a... it's been so long since I've read the Gospels and the resurrection story, but there was 3 guys who were set out to look for the body to see if it was risen or not, and then, you know, but I don't know, it's going to be obviously loosely based on
obviously
the Bible, so I'm excited to see things like Noah and Exodus. This one will be interesting to follow just because of the fact of the storyline, but I hope that they are more accurate than they are fiction, because I think they would have to be, because, you know, you got 80% of the world that believes in God, and that'd be kind of a huge uproar of the audience if you just know Jesus was a goat. You know, I mean, like something weird, you know, it's just like there's something really weird to throw people, and it'd be getting so much press. But then people would just be like, I boycott this so hard.
It'll probably get boycotted anyways.
Probably. By somebody. It'll get boycotted.
Yeah, they'll be like, I saw Waterworld.
Yeah, I'm not going to see this movie because I saw Waterworld.
That movie was crap.
I love that movie.
No, you don't.
I like it.
No one loves Waterworld.
Nobody hates it.
Everybody hates it.
Nobody hates it.
Everybody hates Waterworld.
I liked Waterworld.
No, you didn't.
I enjoyed it.
I'm telling you right now, no, you didn't.
You're telling me that I didn't like it? I could watch it. You know what? Let's watch it.
Oh God, no. No,
let's watch
it's
it
that
together.
Bad that I literally will not watch it again.
We'll do live commentary too.
Oh, that'll be 3 hours of boring crap.
We can find a lot to talk about.
Well, probably. Everything but the movie. Everybody, hey, remember those other movies that Kevin Costner is really good in? Every other
movie. How
about
Mailman?
That'll 3 hours right there.
Mailman wasn't that good. He was in that one too.
Hey, Superman, Man of Steel.
Stop that. Blasphemous.
No, that was a good one.
No, that was a real good one. All right, so Harry Potter.
Bull Durham. The 30 baseball movies he's in.
Yeah. You know what? I was looking up his IMDb, and he's literally in 30 baseball movies.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's
hilarious.
His thing. He loves baseball movies.
He plays amazing baseball players.
I believe that he probably wanted to be a baseball player.
I'm pretty sure at this point he's probably the best baseball player on the face of the planet.
Or the best pitcher, at least.
Yeah.
The greatest pitcher of all time, Kevin Costner. So Harry Potter is getting some additional films. If you did not see this huge, huge, Tom, huge story. So J.K. Rowling's herself will be adapting a smaller spinoff book. Did we talk about this last week?
We talked about this one, but there's been new developments since we talked about this. But yes, Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them.
That's right. That's why I was like, wait a minute. We just talked about it.
We did talk. Yeah. So she's writing that one, but
in the recent weeks, let me read this. Warner Brothers has trademarks the Fantastic Beast, of course, for every imaginable thing under the sun. And then, in addition to that, they have trademarked Tales of the Beetle and the Bard. Beetle the Bard. Yeah. Quidditch Through the Ages. And Quidditch Expert.
Kennelworthy Wisp, I guess. Is
author of
it?
The above book. And Teams Wimborne Wasps, Chudley Cannons, and Kenmore Kressels. You know, that's the one thing I didn't bring up in the last time that we talked about these additional films. Like, we only followed one kid. Like, we talked about it. We talked about only following one kid from the films. But what we didn't talk about was that there were other schools.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I didn't think about it at the time. But when I saw this Quidditch story, I couldn't help but think. I was like, how many kids and how many schools are there in this world? And we only followed Hogwarts, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. And well, the thing with these Quidditch teams, like, these are professional teams. Like, we kind of see this a little bit in, like, the Quidditch World Cup in the fourth movie. But that's kind of like, you know, soccer or, you know, that World Cup where that was nations against nations as opposed to, like, say, you know, Arsenal went and played against Chelsea. Like, that's what that is. That's like, you know, the Cowboys playing, you know, fucking Steelers or something. I don't fucking know. Well, football. Whatever. But yeah, this world is huge, and we only know what we know from, like, her first seven books.
And she doesn't even know.
I'm sure she does. I mean, because she's put in such a history into these books.
Yeah,
and then, like, that history is, you know, weaved.
She could have just did what George Lucas did and let the community build the
But she did, like, such a good job. She's kind of like Tolkien in that regard, where Tolkien, you know, the Lord of the Rings, like, universe, Middle Earth, has this huge history. And in the four books, you know, the Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit, he talks about that history a lot. But it's like he didn't really write all of the history. It's just touched upon here and there. And that's kind of how her books are, too, especially with the outside world. But then her Quidditch Through the Ages is the other little tiny book that she did along with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. But, you know, that one mentions that Texas has a Quidditch team.
Really?
Yeah, the Sweetwater All-Stars.
Oh, that's going to be my new update for everything.
What's that?
I mean, it's going to be my new name for, like, my fantasy football league.
Sweetwater All-Stars?
Yeah, Sweetwater All-Stars.
Dude, every time I drive through Sweetwater, because we drove, when I came back from, like, California recently, we drove through it, and I was like, Sweetwater! Yeah, the All-Stars! Because I'm a nerd. And this is what I do.
That's what I do.
But it'd be cool to... That's what I'm curious if they do those movies, because they've trademarked all that stuff for it. Like, are we going to see... You know, like, it's a different take, because we're so used to these Harry Potter movies, but, like, what if it was, like, one of those typical uplifting sports movies about Quidditch? Like, the Mighty Ducks. What if it's the Mighty Ducks of the Harry Potter universe? And they get Emilio Estevez to be the coach.
Stop it.
I would watch it.
I would too.
Oh my gosh. Because, you know, the Mighty Ducks was Disney as well. Well, this is WB. Sorry. Yeah, I got sidetracked
Warner
with
Brothers.
Disney because of the next story.
Yeah, stop that. What's wrong with you?
Dude, my boss sent me a link today, and he was like, some leaked footage from some movie. I forget what it was. It was like The Avengers 2 or something. So I click on it, right? It's on YouTube. Video has been disabled by Disney for copyright infringement.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me?
So what did he get to see?
He wouldn't tell me. I was like, what? He's like, oh, it'll come back. It'll be back up. And he's like, it's just like 30 seconds, but it's supposedly from, it's like footage from the next movie. I'm like, are they even started filming that?
What the how could he, why wouldn't he just tell you? Why didn't he record it? I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Speaking of Warner Brothers and Avengers 2, we have Captain America, the Winter Soldier, will actually take place 2 years after the Avengers. So that's kind of a big jump in time, don't you think?
It feels like it, yeah. Because Iron Man 3 was so soon after Avengers. It was like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying Thor is supposed to be around a year. And Thor does come out before. Yeah, Cap. Okay. That makes sense. And then this one's 2 years. Well, you got to think it's been... when this comes out, it would have been about 2 years.
That's true. But so, still, I mean, like, you would think that they would... You would think that they would keep it, like, semi-close because 2 years later... Well, I guess maybe that's how they're going to get to the story of Iron Man retiring and...
We'll see. I mean...
Being too old.
You know, they're talking about how this movie is supposed to feature a lot of S.H.I.E.L.D., and there's talks about how S.H.I.E.L.D. is supposed to start feeding... Will start feeding directly into the movies here in probably next season, maybe not so much this one, but so by the time season 2 is airing, we should start seeing that storyline start feeding into the rest of the movies.
I don't know, somehow. Man. I hope not. I mean, because... I don't know. I like S.H.I.E.L.D. and all, but this Avengers is about the Avengers. I don't want I don't want S.H.I.E.L.D. to take over the movie.
Not necessarily that it will, but just that, you know,
like they're gonna the storyline is eventually going to be,
it'll be like a prequel to the movie where it kind of like you can go watch
it
the movie,
sets up the movie,
or yeah, exactly, and that's what I'm saying, that's why it's gonna feed into it. Maybe not necessarily characters, but some of the stuff, mm-hmm. and maybe that's how, especially if they're gonna be playing a huge role, not necessarily a huge role, but apparently a pretty big role in the Captain America movie,
huh?
And that comes out. When does that come out? I thought I saw it was 2014, but I don't see it in this article. That's awesome. Let's tell us not when this movie comes out. Oh, man. I thought it was like next November, but I could be completely wrong.
I'm not sure either.
Let's see. They're also saying... The film is in real time. It's been 2 years since the characters appeared.
I guess that explains it then.
Yeah, by real time, I don't think that they don't think that they meant minute by minute, like 24. But The Avengers was released in May 2012, and Cap 2 was released in April 2014. So 2 years real time. Oh, there you go. Okay. Ba-bam. There you go. April.
Disney is also prepping a live-action film based on 101 Dalmatians.
Well, okay. Well, hold on. One, they've already done that. But not necessarily about them. But
the villainous Cruella de Vil.
There you go.
Sorry, I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah, no. See, it gets a little like, well, they've already done that. It had Jeff Daniels in it.
Yeah. I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch it?
Uh-uh.
You know who else is in it?
Who?
House.
Really?
Yeah. You know who else is in it?
Who?
Arthur Weasley from Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I don't even have to IMDb this shit. I just know it.
You are amazing. Anyways, moving on.
You know who else is in it?
Who?
This is kind
of
sad.
Now you're IMDbing it. I see you typing. I see your screen changing
on your
face.
I don't know
her
name. It's Liam Neeson's dead wife.
No. Okay, dude. No, it's over. It's over. You should have stopped because now it's not cool anymore.
I have to look her up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, damn it. And they want Liam Neeson. God dang it.
Well, in the meantime, ABC is considering a family, Modern Family spinoff about Rob Riggle's Gil Thorpe. Do you watch Modern Family?
I have watched the first four seasons. I guess fifth one aired last year. Wait, what season are we on? Dude, I'm so behind.
Five or six.
Yeah, I think one just started. Now, Modern Family just moved, though, didn't they? They're now on, like, USA or something.
No, they're not.
They?
They're doing the reruns on USA.
Is that
what
it is?
What is wrong with you?
Dude, I don't know. I follow a couple of them on Twitter, and that's all they've been talking about is, like...
Because they get paid to do that.
Yeah, they must. They're just like, we finally found a new home on blah, blah, blah. And I just figured that meant that they just kind of got...
No,
like,
this thing makes so much money, there's no way it would... That, no.
Well, that's what I thought too. That's why I was like, why? You just won an Emmy for like best comedy. Like, how are you?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Yeah, that's why it was really confusing to me. That makes.
Let me see if I can find a Gil Thorpe clip.
Yeah, I don't really know his character too well.
Let's see here. There's one for Career Day.
Oh, I was totally wrong about Liam Neeson's dead wife. It's her sister. God dang it.
Let's see here.
Career oh, my day. Gosh. Man, they look exactly alike. That's not fair. Freaking sisters being in movies and looking the same. Oh, wait. No, sister. Yeah, dang it. Ugh. Stupid.
Well, they don't have any Gil Thorpe cool... things. Cool drops.
Yeah. Is he just another one of the...
He's in competition. Realtor? Yeah, he's a realtor and he's in competition. And I just think it's really funny. He's a really funny guy. Like on the show. He's very annoying.
I don't know if I would watch a spinoff of this. There's a lot of spinoffs lately. And this is one that not sure I can get behind. I just don't know the character well enough to care about him having his own spinoff.
You know who I could have a spinoff of?
What's that?
I don't know.
Better Call Saul. Like, I'm excited about that one. The Walking Dead 2. I don't even know what it's called, but I'm excited about that one.
The other Walking Dead?
The Dead Walkers.
The Walking Deadites. The Dead Walk Again. The dead are walking to your house. Oops.
You cut that one off really quick.
Cut that one. I hate that. I hate that drop. Get rid of it. All right, so coming in at number five, we have Don John making $8.68 million. That would be, what's his face? That would be Joseph Gordon-Levitt's directorial debut. Number four is Baggage Claim. I know the movie you've been waiting to go see. $9 million.
Not even heard of that. What is Baggage Claim?
It's one of those colored films.
Wow. That is...
The ones that you hate.
That is pretty racist.
You are racist.
Hey, good news. Don John broke even more than.
Sweet. So he'll make money.
Yeah, they made some money. So we'll see a sequel.
What I can't believe is that Rush failed to produce at the box office. Rush came in at number three, making $10 million. And this movie looked incredible.
It did.
Incredible.
This is why I think that it failed, is that it had like very little
marketing.
I mean,
there wasn't a lot of marketing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see a lot of people talking about it. You know, I think Jason showed it to us a while back, and I remember watching the trailer and being like, "Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty cool."
I love the music in it. We're so fun.
Yeah, and being like, "Man, I kind of want to see this," and then not seeing a lot on it after that.
Yeah, I don't think they put a lot of money behind it, which is really sad. So, number two is Prisoners. Making $10.9 million for a total of 38. And number one makes... I'm I'm really surprised that this didn't make more money, is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 only making $34 million. Now, most people would say, well, that's kind of a win, but I'm pretty sure they were hoping for like a $70 million opening weekend, seeing that they probably spent over $100 million to make it.
But I mean, you look at the numbers that weekend, it just wasn't a weekend for movies. No. Just people just weren't seeing stuff. I mean, 34, 10, 10, 9,
across
8?
America, it is beautiful out. People are outside wanting to do stuff. I don't think they're going to the movie theater. And I think that we're going to see another kind of slow weekend with what's coming out.
Yeah. So, We're the Millers is still in the top 10. That's all I want to say. As long as it's in the top 10, I'm going to say something about it.
It's made $142 million so far.
It's ridiculous. 8 weeks. It's been in the top 10 for 8 weeks. It's
crazy. I still haven't seen it.
Me either.
I'm putting it on Plex. opening this week, we have Gravity, which I will not go see, even though it has a Metascore of 96 out of 100.
Dude, it's gotten amazing reviews.
I don't get it, man. We know the story already.
One of the people I follow on Twitter who works for this website, Hypeable, posted, like, they went and saw a screening of it a couple weeks ago. And they said that the ending was surprising and amazing. Hmm. So I guess that means they don't die, but I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's okay, here's the surprise. Either they die or they survive. So if it's a surprise, guess what? They live.
I guess. I don't know. I also love the director, Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh my gosh, he owns the guy who owns all the Keurigs. Like, he made them, right?
No. He directed Children of Men,
which was that really strange porn.
Nope. Oh. Children of Men. Tell me you've seen Children of Men.
Never.
You have homework this week.
Yeah, we both do, because you're watching Waterworld.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my god, Children of Men with Clive Owen. Oh, come on, dude, I can't believe it. You have to watch that.
No,
movie.
Somebody told me it was really sad, and I didn't want to see it.
No, it is not. It is amazing. It has got some of the most amazing cinematography ever. He also directed the third Harry Potter movie.
Oh, I'm down with him then.
Yeah, he directed Prisoner of Azkaban, which in my opinion is one of the best Harry Potter movies.
I'm down with that.
Because it took away from Christopher Columbus's like kids movie, where it was like really kiddie and stuff, and that one kind of started to get a little dark. And it kind of just, ever since, all the movies followed his lead and kind of forgot about the Christopher Columbus ones. Or Chris Columbus, whatever the fuck that dude's name is.
You don't even like his films, do you?
Dude, his movies suck. Night at the Museum.
So you didn't like the Harry Potters, the first three?
The first two?
I mean, the first two?
They're okay because they fit the source material, but they're, when you watch the rest of the movies, they don't fit.
Yeah, but I mean, they had to open with a kiddie kind of thing.
No, I understand. It's a kid's story, and that's what I'm saying. It fits the source material. But like, if you look at the direction and the sets and their clothing and the,
well, the budgets, the wizard, also got bigger.
I know, but not necessarily how they built the sets, but like the design. It's
how
just
it
crazy.
Was shot.
Everything changed after he took over. Like, just the style of their clothes. Like, in the first two movies, the wizards seemed to be like stuck, like in the like early 1800s in their wardrobe. And you kind of see that disappear after the third movie, and that they become a little bit more modern, and we see them like in suits and stuff. But in the first one, like, everyone's in these robes and then like just old fashioned clothes. That's why those two don't fit, because after that, you don't see that anymore. They got rid of it.
I'm starting to think that we're becoming a Harry Potter podcast.
Sorry. It's been a huge part of my life.
We could make a Harry Potter podcast and call it Harry Potts Pod.
No. Never.
It's so awesome of a name.
Harry Potts Pod.
Harry Potter's Pod. HPPP. HPP.
Harry Potter's Pod. HPP.
HPP. Yeah.
HP squared.
HP squared. Do the intro for it. Go.
I wish you just had a clip of the music from our show, because I would literally just talk over that. No, we're not doing that. But anyways, he directed that movie. He's an amazing director. Gravity is going
to
be awesome.
Welcome to
I want
to
see it
Potter's
in IMAX.
Pod.
I want to see it in IMAX.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Harry Potter's Pod, where we got a special guest tonight. It is Dougie Freshy. What's up, Doug?
I hate you.
Oh, don't hate me. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to talk about the stick of Harry Potter and how it came to be. His, of course, what I'm talking about is his magical wand and where the origin story of it is.
Well, I imagine that he was born with it.
Wrong stick, Doug. Oh, no, magic does come out of that as well. Oh, Hermione. I'm losing it.
I can see.
So coming on.
All right. Back to it then.
So coming out this week as well is Runner Runner, which has kind of gotten poor reviews with Justin Timberlake. Stop it.
No, I love Justin Timberlake. He is.
This looks like a good movie.
He is one of my like most favorite
people.
I don't even entertainers in the world right now, and he just picks shitty movies constantly. I don't understand how he can make like some of the best albums in the world, and yet his agent keeps telling him to be in these shitty movies.
Sir, take that back. Because I really enjoyed Shark Tale.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
And he was also in... What was he in? What was he known for? Filmography. Actor. Okay. He was great. Okay.
He was good in The Social Network. I'll give you that. And he was okay in the one where the kid dies at the end.
Yogi Bear?
Oh. Does the Hello? Kid die in the end of that one? Oh my God, no. What was that one? Oh, what was that one?
Alpha Dog. That's the one you're talking about, Alpha Dog.
Yes, Alpha Dog. That one was okay. That one, even then, that was just okay.
In Time was a good one.
Oh.
They didn't have the budget for it because the car flip was the worst special effect I've ever seen in my life. But I really enjoyed that movie. Like, I really liked it. I thought the story was pretty cool. And it, you know, the girl was really hot.
Olivia Wilde.
Is that who played it?
I don't know. She's in it, isn't she?
Yeah. She played Rachel Sellis.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know who's in this. Go Cillian Murphy.
No,
Amanda
she
Seyfried.
Mom. That's right.
Seyfried.
That's
you like... That's
it,
you
No,
like.
It was... No, it was... Was it?
Amanda Seyfried?
No, it can't be.
That was... Wait, one was like his mom and one was like his...
Olivia Wilde was his mom.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a different last name than him, so I don't know who she is. She must have been the girl.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, but see, that's my point, though. Like, Bad Teacher didn't get good reviews. Yogi Bear got torn apart. The Love Guru. What was he in? That
oh,
one, another
my
one.
God. Yeah, he was in that. That was terrible.
You know, Black Snake Moan didn't do... very well either. Southland Tales, while I thoroughly enjoyed it, didn't do very well. You know, there's just he just doesn't, I don't know, doesn't get good roles, and he should be
in comedies.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, they just need to make him like a permanent cast member or something on Jimmy Fallon. Every
That's
time
true.
He's on Jimmy Fallon,
oh,
it's hilarious.
Did you see that?
The hashtag sketch that was hilarious. He's so, I don't know.
That's so cool. It's so neato. Anyways, and then we got another movie that is called Pulling Strings, which is moving on. Okay, so
yeah, that doesn't even.
It doesn't even. I don't even want to read it.
I don't even
want to
read it.
I don't even care.
Are you watching closely?
For somebody who's tired, you sure danced around like that or a lot right now.
It's a song. I can't help it.
I should have this going in the background the entire time.
You then I would never talk. I can't talk and dance at the same time.
So I went to go see a movie this weekend. You didn't.
Nope.
But I did.
You know why? Because I had to play GTA 5.
Man, am I...
Priorities, man.
I've been playing a lot of that game. And you know what comes out tomorrow?
Online?
Yes.
I know. I don't think I'm going to touch online until I finish the game. Because then I will never finish the game.
The online is actually a extension of the first one because it takes place... It's the online version is the... what's it called? Oh my gosh.
Like a prequel?
Yeah, it's a prequel. Sorry. Yeah, it's a prequel to the single player story. And so you play all these missions and stuff and earn money and rep and, you know, battle right. with other clans and
right.
It looks sick.
No, it looks amazing. It's part of the reason why I have that's what convinced me to pre-order the game was when they released they're like this is what you can do. But I'll never finish it. If once a second I get online with friends, I'm never going to finish the game because that's what it's going to be every time I get on.
It's like, "Come on, let's go."
Yeah. Oh crap. Okay.
My crew needs me.
Yeah.
All right, so Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 got a 6.8 by the community. I rated it a 6 out of 10. Flint Lockwood now works at the Live Corp company, which is, they copied pretty much like the kind of the idea of Apple almost, but making them into a huge kind of nasty company with hidden agendas and stuff like that. So from his idol Chester V, but he's forced to leave his post when he learns that the most infamous machine is still operational. So it's still about the Hemakatakadugal machine that's creating all the food, but now the whole island is alive and it has life and all this food has souls, and it becomes a movie about life and wanting to save it, and you know, this food has feelings and they have families, and if we kill them off, then you know, we must let the island survive. It's really weird.
Sounds it. What an amazing cast, though. So I'm just looking at the cast list and just Bill Hader, Will Forte, James Caan, Annie Samberg, Benjamin Bratt.
There were some cute moments, and I really enjoyed it. You know what? Bill Hader, I can't believe, was the voice of Flint Lockwood.
That's pretty crazy.
Like, because it doesn't sound anything like him.
Yeah.
At all.
Neil Patrick Harris, Kristen Schaal. Dude, this is amazing. Holy crap. Like, I almost want to see it just because of all the cast in it. And I'm assuming most of them are also in the first one.
Was he in the first one?
Who?
I gotta see. Hold on. Cloudy. With a Chance of Meatballs came in 2009.
Well, Bill Hader.
Yeah,
still the
Bill
voice.
Hader.
Yeah.
Sounded
James Caan, Annie Samberg, Bruce Campbell, Mr. T, Benjamin Bratt, Neil Patrick Harris, Al Roker. So a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
Will Forte.
And listen, I'm not going to take away from the movie. It was a pretty good movie. And I enjoyed it for what it was, but I did. Maybe it was the fact, too, that I was so sleepy. I fell asleep twice during the movie. So.
Well, I mean, it got a 7. The first one got a 7. The next one got a 6.8. So, I mean, you're looking at around the same. People thought it was around the same.
It was cute. I'd say if you got kids, go see it. So.
I don't, so I can wait.
Yeah, you can wait. But other than that, I mean, that was it. So you didn't go see any films. You watched Suits.
I did not. I did get my hands on a copy
box
of a movie that is actually going straight to DVD. It has not come out yet, I don't believe. In fact, I don't think the date is until... It may have already come... I don't really remember. But the new Chucky movie.
Did you get it?
I have my... Yeah. Yes.
I gotta see it. Can you have me over? Can we watch...
Yes.
Can we have tea?
I love the Chucky movies. They are like one of my favorite, like, not scary, scary movies. Of all time.
I was
They're
scared
so
to death.
Bad.
I was scared to death in the with the first and second film when I was a kid. I watched it when I was a kid.
Oh yes.
And I was terrified.
Yeah, and then I got older and I watched them again and I was like, why the fuck was I ever scared?
Let me tell you something. I had a doll, and it was the my buddy. My uh-huh. Buddy doll, which they created Chucky based on that doll.
Right.
After watching the first movie, my buddy was not my buddy anymore. He was in the closet all the time.
How old were you when you watched that movie?
I don't know, like, had to be like 11.
You still had that doll?
10 or 11.
You still had that doll?
Yeah. I had that doll until I was like 13 or 14.
I mean, 18. I mean, you know, bro, 18. When I got married.
I went to college with it.
You still stay in the closet, though.
My buddy, wherever I go, he goes, my buddy.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I did get my hands on that. I was going to watch it this weekend, but like I said, GTA 5 just kind of took precedence. That
I wish they would reboot the damn thing instead of just creating sequels. I wish they would reboot Chucky.
No.
Start no. over. Start fresh.
Maybe what they need to do is just, you know, reboot it as Child's Play, like the first one's called Child's Play, and they can do that, and they need to scrap Chucky altogether and just make a new villain bad guy doll thing, because you can't revamp Chucky at this. It's too late.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just to tell the same story over again, but I say that a new soul gets put into another.
Yeah, new person, new creepy looking doll, because the truth is, like, we live, you know, it's 2013 dolls and all that stuff, animatronics that for the general market are significantly better than they were in the 80s, so having a doll that can actually, like, move and stuff isn't too far-fetched. Like, if someone had a doll and suddenly it started walking across the room, they would be like, oh wow, that's a pretty crazy doll that you have there, and not like, holy crap, that doll is walking across the room. So they'd have to
I don't mean to interrupt you here, but you know how we're talking about Grand Theft Auto?
Uh-huh.
Well, I just saw something pop up on my news feed.
What's that?
Grand Theft Auto will launch at 6 a.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
And tools will be released for you to create and publish your own races.
Yep.
Death matches.
Yep.
Vehicles. Items. There'll be a capture the flag mode, and major heists will be added every week.
Awesome.
Like, I want to create my own car. I want to make the Batmobile.
I would be curious to see what you can do.
I want to make the Tumbler, but that'd I don't have a lot of time, so I'll need somebody else to do it.
Bye.
Box.
Oh man,
you're getting tired, buddy.
I am.
Stop that. You've been playing GTA too long.
I didn't play today. I haven't played it all day. It's really sad.
Is it itching at you?
No. Yeah.
I'm trying to get through the big story mode and not worry so much about the side quests. I'm trying so hard, but I don't even have... I just started the second heist, so I don't even feel like I'm even scratching the surface.
I looked today at my stats on the Rockstar Social Club to see how many missions I've done. I've done 45 of 69, so I'm like, I'm on the downward slope of finishing this game.
Sweet.
And it's just like, I've been done so much, I still feel that like I'm forever away.
Are you investing in the stock market?
A little bit. I've done a couple missions where you get little pointers as to what you should buy.
Oh my goodness! I've done the assassination missions.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I just threw a whole bunch of money. I made almost $1 million because I assassinated one person. It was awesome.
See, okay, there was one that I did, and I made the mistake because I wanted there's an achievement for making a profit. So I did one of those missions. I bought stock and then I sold it.
No, like, you gotta after wait. I finished.
Yeah, well, I got the achievement because it went from, like, I spent like $300 on the stock, and then I bought 2 shares because I was poor for whatever reason. And so I spent maybe $400, $500 on the stocks total, and then I sold it for $5,000 and got the achievement. And I was like, oh, sweet, awesome. And then I was like, I should have fucking waited. Like,
yeah.
I did it like immediately after I sold it, almost immediately after completing the assassination. That's how much it skyrocketed because of it.
Yeah, no, you know, you gotta wait. I waited like a day and I made so much money off of it.
Well, I get in the mode where I just have to go achievement hunting, where I just have to get the achievements for the game. So like, I swam out to the ocean to get eaten by a shark because that's a freaking achievement.
I did that.
Yeah, and so like I was just on the you know, and I was in a roll. And so I just had to keep going to get achievements. And that was just one where I was just like, man, that was dumb. I should have waited on that one because it was for like a big tech company, and like they, you know, the guy even says it's going to boost it significantly. That's probably the one that you made close to $1 million on.
I did it off a pharmaceutical company.
Oh yeah, I think I still have money in that one. I don't think I sold that one. I did one for the fruit, which is, you know, Apple.
Oh, so I'm gonna have to. I got that one still coming up then. So no. I'll have to save my money for it. So, all right, coming out this week is This Is the End.
Oh my gosh, buy. Yeah, think about it. Like, I'm buying this movie.
Yeah.
I was looking to torrent it. Not that I do that, but, and then I was like, that's going to come out soon, so I'm going to wait.
The Croods have come out.
Don't care.
So, Little Mermaid.
If you have family, maybe consider boxing it for your children's. If you don't, then you're creepy and you shouldn't be looking at kids' movies anyways.
Dude, come on. Are you serious right now? Animated movies are awesome.
Not all of them, and that is one of them that's probably not awesome.
Okay. Little Mermaid.
That one's, this one's different.
Oh, now it's okay.
This is a classic.
You
this
are is, a hypocrite.
This one has stood the... This is another one, though. If you have kids, then obviously buy it. I'm not going to buy it right now because I don't have kids, and I will wait until I have a daughter before I buy this movie. Or unless Katie's like, I have to have this movie, which is not like her, so I probably won't buy it.
Wizard of Oz, Blu-ray.
Yeah, they just re-released it in theaters, so I'm sure it's probably all fancy looking. This is it's a classic. So, this is tough. If you collect classic movies and you like love The Wizard of Oz, then definitely buy it. If not, definitely box it, because this is a must-see. Like, you know, just one of those movies that you have to see. You know, it's just a classic movie. Hmm. So.
And what about Volcano? I actually really like this movie.
Volcano?
With Tommy Lee Jones?
I'm going to make sure this is the movie I'm thinking about real quick. Wait. Is this the one I'm thinking about? I don't think this is it. I must be thinking of something else. Is this the one where it's like under the streets of L.A.? Which movie is that?
Yeah, that's the one with the L.A. Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Box it.
I can't say anything because it's not my segment.
I mean, I liked it, but it's one of those. Right now, I wouldn't buy it. I would watch it definitely. If you're like, dude, let's watch Volcano, I'd be like, oh yeah, dude, yes. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Let's watch it. But I can't right now say that I would buy it. But if it was on Netflix, I would definitely watch it.
I respect that. That's okay. Okay. I think that's all we got.
Yeah, there's a couple of another bunch of like re-releases, kind of like that one, like Stuck on You, which should be burned.
Mean Girls.
Now that is a, if you have not seen this movie, you need to watch it. Mean Girls is hilarious.
And if you're a girl, this is a buy.
Exactly, but for us dudes, just watch it with your girlfriend.
We just watch it with a girl, and we'll laugh, and we'll say like, "Oh my god, that was so funny!"
It's like the funniest movie.
But when the girls ask us what we thought, we'll just say, "It was okay." But like when we talk to our like boyfriends, and we'll just be like, "Dude, that was the funniest movie like I've ever seen." But I'll never be able to tell my girlfriend.
Exactly.
That's about how that goes.
Pretty much. I mean, every guy knows it's true. Like, every guy has watched this movie with, like, his significant other, and they've laughed through it, and they like it. And then when the girlfriend or wife or whoever was like, what'd you think? It's like, man, you know, it's all right. I was like, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Before she went crazy.
Before she went crazy. So. It was okay. I'd watch it again. But really, we're like, it's funny. Tina Fey is hilarious.
Yeah, I love Tina Fey. If I could marry Tina Fey, I would.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's mine, Doug.
I don't think I'd marry her. I would want to hang out with her every day.
But not marry her. Why? She'd be such a cool wife.
Yes and no.
Make me something.
Make you something?
A joke. Make me a joke.
See, That'd be the thing, though. Is that, like most comedians, she probably has stuff that's not funny, and you'd have to hear that too.
Make
and
me laugh. Just
diminish the yeah, exactly.
Now,
laughing. Yeah.
No, she'd be cool though.
I'm sure she's awesome, but again, it's one of those. I would rather just be
she's
like
42.
I'd rather be like really cool friends with her.
She's 42.
So.
No, I'm just saying she looks amazing for 42.
Oh, agreed.
Oh. Anyways. All right, well, that was our show for the week. We hope everybody enjoyed it.
Show.
What?
This is just a random show.
I think it was our most free-flowing show.
I think it was one that was just... Obviously, we didn't have a really good game plan coming into this.
Yes, we did. Dude, this was a great show. People will love this show. This show will probably go down in our top 10 of all time.
Maybe. I'm not saying it's a bad show. I'm not saying that at all.
I like this show because... We both just kind of let go and let it lead us where it was going to go. You know, we didn't have a, it was just us on a plate.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm really sad about?
What?
There's not a Paranormal Activity movie coming out this October.
Stop it. No one cares about that movie anymore.
I care. But there are two coming out next year. So bam. You heard me. Two. Paranormal Activity 5 and then another series, just Paranormal Activity Almanac or some shit. I don't
I'm
know
not
what it's called.
Following the link you just sent me.
Huh?
The link that you did you just send me a link?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Alright. No problem.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, that was our show. I hope that you guys enjoyed our wackiness this week, and we'll be back next week. Hopefully with Nick. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. He was supposed to text me tonight if he ever found his microphone. His silence leads me to believe that he has not found it yet.
His silence leads me to believe that he didn't even look for it.
He probably didn't.
We're calling you out, man. You better make it next week. You better make it next week or
else. He was too busy hanging out with Death Cab for Cutie's Ben, whatever his name is. I don't even know his name. Yeah. What's his name?
Ben Folds 5.
No. Dude, if he was hanging out with Ben Folds, I would be making fun of him less because I'd want to hang out with Ben Folds.
And and he's probably just hanging out with Lars from Metallica.
That would be funny.
If you guys don't know by now, Nick is a famous engineer guy in the music industry.
And I met it's Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie.
Sorry. Yeah, they email all the
time.
Dang it. Text.
And he knows, like, the people from Paramore, if you like Paramore.
Yeah. We're just name-dropping right now.
We are so name-dropping, but for his behalf, like, it has nothing to do with us at all.
It's just, like, we're proud of him, and, like, it's just, like, we're cool by association.
Yeah. When he was in town last time, we talked, we were just listening to music and stuff, and he was just like, oh, yeah, did you know that I just got an email from them about their new album. Oh, they sent me some of their demo tracks for their new album. Oh, man, did I tell you that I toured with them? I was just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Why didn't you say, like, let me hear it. Let me hear those tracks.
Yeah, he was like, I think I was driving him back from your place after we did the Star Wars show, and obviously he didn't have any of that stuff with him. I mean, I love him, and I want to hear all this stuff, and it's very unfair, but it was just like, man, don't rub it in.
Yeah, I think that he just gets really excited.
If you want to impress me, you introduced me to these fools.
Yeah. You want to impress me, then stop just name dropping and start face dropping.
Exactly.
FaceTime him right now. I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
He's on stage.
Bullshit. Show me the email.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Give me his email address.
Yeah. Let me stalk him and then we'll see who's real.
We're sorry, Nick. But
we love you.
Man.
We'll see you next week. We need you. We need you.
Yeah, when you guys should get on the show, we'll make fun of you anymore.
Yeah. Or will we? No, you guys will probably make fun of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.